This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop. Sports Radio 610. It's Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone.
Oh, it is Friday.
It is. I kept thinking yesterday was Friday, to be honest.
Felt like it.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I kind of stayed at Lopez's house a little too long. Mm-hmm. And I ain't really, I'm like, oh, it is Thursday. We do got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
But happy Friday to everyone out there. As we've been talking about all day, the draft was yesterday. And we kind of left, I wouldn't say empty-handed, because we do got some picks and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And I'm fine with the move, but I think we all was kind of expecting the player.
Yes,
this
we
whole
were.
Time,
that
man.
Is,
yes,
and that's we ultimate. Were. I feel like if there was a player somewhere, it's because this is the type of draft where there was just a lot of guys that you could convince yourself.
Yeah, so
you didn't get one.
Yeah, we've been talking about all these players and we didn't get not one.
Nothing.
Yet.
Nothing.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Yet.
Yeah.
Soon.
So
like Caddyshack.
I don't remember.
Caddyshack. You'll get nothing and like it. Go ahead.
So I feel like the theme of the day is everybody been using analogies or how that felt.
Mm-hmm.
Just especially being at the draft. You at the draft and it's like, oh, we waiting on the pick and we leave with nothing pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
So I got a list of analogies that I kind of want to run across y'all. I
love a good analogy.
And
Mr. Wordman himself.
Yeah.
Love a good analogy. 713-572-4610.
I think Seth Payne would like a lot of analogies yeah. too. But if you got some, send them in.
Seth's the analogy king, ain't he?
Yeah,
oh, 100%. Yeah, every yeah. time I out and about and people bring up 610, mm-hmm. they bring up Seth Payne and his analogies. His analogies be on point. So I wonder how he'll feel about this one. So the first one I got was, it's like standing in line for hours at a sneaker drop just to find out it was an online exclusive.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
So you waiting all this time.
You got nothing.
Like, yep, nothing. You leaving out with no shoes.
I like it.
What about this one? Like waiting all day for your birthday dinner and your family takes you to Olive Garden.
Oh, don't sleep on Olive Garden.
Yeah, but not for birthday dinner. No, that works. Because Olive Garden is great for we just going somewhere. Or maybe we're celebrating something light, you
yeah.
know.
But I'm not. I like the first one better because you're still getting something. You're getting breadsticks.
Unlimited soup and salad.
Yeah.
No, that's
Are
true.
They still doing that?
I don't know.
You have to ask, like, any deal.
It's been over 10 years since
I haven't
been
in
there,
a while.
Man.
But
I haven't been since yeah. I lived in Houston.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Not Olive Garden. I used to go a couple times in Cleveland, but mm-hmm. once I moved here, I'd rather have other stuff.
Yeah, there's better.
Yeah. So what about this one? Like Netflix hyping up a new season? And then it's only just a 2-minute trailer.
I like that. Or it starts in 2 years. All these
that's dude,
all these series are doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, it's been greenlit and yeah. that series will come out in 2027. You're like, why did you tell me this?
That does nothing for me. I get nothing. See? That's your
yeah,
analogy.
It's like Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, why the bleep would you show me something if I couldn't have it?
That's exactly what it is. And that's kind of what happened, although I feel like Nick Casario would be like, me too. Like, I am yeah. also in that place where I was showed things that I could not have.
Yeah, no, yeah. Nick Casario was definitely in the line trying to get some sneakers and found out it was an online exclusive. Like, damn, walking back to the car. What about finally getting to the front of the roller coaster line and then they shut it down for maintenance?
That's it. That's the best one yet. That's okay. the best one.
And you
yeah.
can see it. You can see the last
ride, you can still ride the roller coaster. You still get picks, but you got to wait or yep. you got to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, and the worst part about that is like you're clearly at the point in the line where you can't just hop out of like yeah. where you're like, oh, last one. And you're like, I think I can make
too much
it.
Time.
You yeah. start counting like, all right, so there's Yes. I feel like it's
how many get on?
It seats about 17. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Because we were there, we were like, I would literally texted a group of my friends. I was like, all right, so if Green Bay, if they take Ezeraku, and then the Vikings, if they take, then Golden will be, and nope.
So what about this one? Like proposing at a baseball game, and she says, let's talk later.
Oh,
well, that's your fault. Stop proposing in public. Yeah, stop proposing in public.
Yeah. But you thinking you going to the game? We about to be engaged.
I'm gonna be a married. I'm gonna be engaged.
You walk out of there like, man, I don't even know if I have a relationship. Nope.
There is always a better place to propose than a sporting event.
I will
take that to my like.
I do agree.
No matter what, like even if we're both sports fans, in our first day, I guarantee there's somewhere that's more romantic. And then also, even in best case scenario. What do you do after, right?
Yeah,
we're going to get married. We're just going to sit here and watch the rest of the game? That's what we're going to do?
It's over at that point.
Right, exactly. We should be celebrating. We should be doing something. It's like, sit down and make sure that hope your team wins still.
Yeah. What about this one? Like going to a cookout and finding out it's vegan.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to all my vegans out there. No no judgment, but.
Yeah.
I would cry.
Yeah. That's kind of borderline going to an event. And finding out ain't no food there.
Yes.
And you like, man, I ain't even eat none before I came here.
That's the worst.
I had 2 bites of an awful sandwich, but that's about it.
You want to shout that place out?
Would you like to expand?
I'm going to save you one. I'm going to spare you. What about this one? Like ordering food when you're starving and the delivery driver eats your fries.
Yeah. Or the delivery driver just steals it.
Because
apparently people will do that where they'll do it. They'll drop it, take the picture, but then take it so that there's.
You get a notification. Like, oh, my food. Where's my food?
Oh, yeah.
And it said delivered.
And you see why I don't do those? Because like it's too many different variables. Yeah. I might as well go to the store and pick it up myself and one, know that I get my food, and two, not pay $75 in order to do it.
All right, I'm going to run through the rest real quick. This is like texting your crush, you're up, and getting a reply from their mom.
Oh, hey, you up? No, but mom is.
This is Christina's mom.
I have never had that happen. Whoa. I have had the you up, and then you get the text message when you fall asleep, and it comes through at like 4 a.m. And it's like, and you see it when you wake up. You're like, well, damn.
I'd rather get the text from the mom, to be honest, because damn, if I get that text from her 4 in the morning when I'm asleep, damn, I messed up.
This is why I'll never sleep again.
Damn. Like getting dressed for the rodeo, boots and all, and then the concert gets rained out.
There's a fire
in the stage.
Sound like somebody experienced that one.
Shout out to Journey.
Oh, a lot of people are coming up with very, very, a lot of things coming in on the text line. Mm-hmm. 832, being the first person that has to stop at a red light.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, you don't live in Houston because we be running that thing. They said, like, getting invited to hang out with one set of friends, but they invited a couple that you don't like.
Yeah. This is the last one right here.
All right, bet.
And we could all relate to this one because we all judge tailgates here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Like going to judge a tailgate at a Texans game and the food is not ready.
Oh, well, we've done that too.
Have been there.
We can really relate to that
we've
one.
We've done that
We get
too.
There like, hey, let's go.
Let's go.
The food will be ready about 30, 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, so you need to wait about 30, 45 minutes.
All right,
minutes
man.
To see if you won.
How's those Houston Texans going?
Yeah.
Oh, man, 713. Like
we got chips.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's like, that's not what I was here for, but I appreciate you.
Yeah, we get on that cart, we'd be like, nope.
That actually means a lot because that's similar because they also did not want you to not have food. It was just like, damn, we didn't time this out right.
Well, we know who's third place.
Wow. 713, like leaving work to take your wife to the hospital thinking that the baby is coming because of the contractions and she only has gas.
Oh, that's man. A good one.
That sounds like that really happened to you. Yeah. Just like this one from 713. Like it's like being a kid showing up to the pool and the lifeguard says adult swim. You have to sit down.
Oh, that's an even better one.
There's a lot of these. Yeah. Y'all have some great
You're all fired up. That's a great
we
one.
We just got an analogy
Sorry,
off
you
going.
Gotta wait 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Keep them coming. 713-572-4610.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I did tease that I want John Lopez to turn into John Gruden.
Yeah, how does this happen?
I don't know if I can do Gruden as well as others, but
I think you can right here. So we was talking about this after the show because we seen this tweet of the Prospects walkout music.
Yes.
Right.
And we talked about who was it? Matthew Golden.
Oh no, it was Matthew Golden.
Yeah. Well, I was infatuated with Tyler Booker because he had a pretty good song with Imaginary Players by Jay-Z.
Yeah, that was super rare. But I want John Lopez to turn to John Gruden right here.
Okay.
I want you to listen to all of these songs.
Give a little quick review?
Yeah, quick review. I want you to pick your top three out of this group.
Are you giving him homework right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I want you to come. Weekend homework. That's crazy.
Yeah, I want you to give me the top three people that had the best music. And
I'll do that tonight.
I want you to take out the UGK song, Outkast song.
Right.
Because we know about that one.
Listen to it anyways. It's fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with that.
No, I know. I'm not saying you don't know it. I'm saying just listen to it. You just enjoy yourself for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want you to rank the top three players who had the best walkout songs.
Piece of cake.
And I want you to do it like John Gruden does it.
Yeah, that's a good song right there.
Hey, John, what you listening to?
You know,
I'm listening to Gunna.
Yeah.
Freestyle.
Hey, I think I don't know that I felt as old as when I was looking at these names and I was like, I don't know what some of what are these? This numbers? Is this a person? Is this an artist?
Yeah.
Which one?
Let me pull it back up because I don't have it directly in front of me. But some of these names.
You know that Kellum, Rich Homie Quan is a
well,
good
Well, yeah, okay. Well, Rich Homie Quan. But there's one in here that's like OT7 Quani. And I was like, what is that? Yeah. Is that an artist?
Yeah,
they making music now?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's a lot of Gunna in here too, man. They love some Gunna.
I'll give you top three, man. Piece of cake.
All right, cool. We will be hearing that around this time on Monday from the OG John Lopez.
Yep.
And I'm going to get y'all out of here on this. So from the 832, they brought this up a little earlier. They said, don't forget, tonight is that sperm racing tournament.
Is it really?
It's tonight.
And you can bet on it.
Yep, and you can bet on it. And to make this even cooler.
Are you for real? Or are we joking right now?
No, you can bet on
it. We dead serious.
Yeah.
So we got, so it's the world's first ever sperm race. And they say it's going to be a heavyweight fight.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two young sperm donors,
mm-hmm.
one by the name of Tristan, who is from USC.
Okay.
And we got Asher, who is from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the red versus the blue, man.
Yeah.
The Bloods versus the Crips.
I don't think that's how that works.
And so they actually joined TMZ to talk about this.
Oh, here we go.
So they really hyping this up.
TMZ is covering this?
They are.
Unbelievable.
And this is what Tristan had to say. Because they asked them, how do you prepare for something like this?
Oh, no.
Well, I know.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that you can really fix your own fertility. You can, of course, it's a lot up to genetics. That's the main component. But you can fix your diet. You can fix your lifestyle. And so what we've been doing, we tested our biomarkers. We got blood work done. And we can see what we're deficient in. And so I was deficient in vitamin D, some B12. And I can see that, like, my testosterone is way higher than Asher's. So I know I'm just going to win the race. And I can see everything that I can, be better in. So I'm optimizing my diet. I'm taking the right supplements. I'm working out every day. It's also recommended to be sexually active. There's like a window from 3 to 5 days that is optimal for sperm production. So we're taking everything very seriously. We're looking at this as being in, like getting the LeBron treatment for sperm racing.
One, terrible trash talk.
Yeah.
Atrocious trash talk. Yeah. Secondly, I just imagine going to like the GNC or being at the gym. Like, oh, man, yeah, I need this and this something. Like, oh, yeah, what you training for?
Well,
you about to run a marathon? You trying to bodybuild? What's up? Actually,
let me tell you.
So who y'all want to bet? Who y'all got?
I don't know.
Race? Come on, man. UCLA or USC?
He said Tristan and what's the old boy's
Asher.
Name? Asher? I don't like the name Asher.
I don't like don't Asher know. Either. I'll go with Tristan, too.
Tristan.
Straight off their name because all this other stuff, I have no other I have no other way of knowing, and neither do I want to. I don't want to know who's better at this. I know that you're going to tell me later. I don't want to know.
Well,
I just want to let you know
Just in case you want to watch the live stream, it's going to be live streaming.
Unbelievable.
www.spermracing.com.
God almighty.
Who had on
their
bingo card?
You know who's not
going to
participate? Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
He will not participate. He never has.
That is what we call a callback. And also, neither of those things were on my bingo card to be said on this program today. And somebody said 713 Crips win testosterone. What is happening? This is a very, very weird Friday.
It's tonight. Tonight on the live stream.
I think I'll
let me give you the address.
He's going to have it on the, he's going to have it on the third TV.
No.
He's going to have it on the third TV.
You should, man.
Yeah, put it on the table.
Absolutely not.
Take a picture of it.
Somebody said, what are they racing to? Which is a great question. Why is that such an apt question?
Somebody watch it for us and give us a breakdown of it.
Reggie's going to watch it?
No, I will not. I promise you. I've lied about a lot of things, but not that. I will not be watching that. I lied about watching Mayweather Pacquiao. I was like, no, it's too late. And I watched it. I will not watch this. I'll tell you that for sure. I'd much rather just watch the Astros play the Royals, friend. Like, I will very much be watching that.
Well, we root
playoff
for Tristan.
Basketball.
We root for Tristan.
Let's go, Tristan.
USC, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Those good guys swimming, man.
Right. I mean, USC does have better athletic programs all the way around the UCLA. But all right. That is Figgy's mixtape. I'd understand if you didn't want to hear it again, but I guarantee you it's very good. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, or if you just want to talk to him about racing of a particular kind. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get ready to talk to the fellas of the drive. They're out there at Blue Water Seafood off of FM 1960. Let's see what they got going and get you ready for the weekend next.